I live today, and the past is forgotten. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I live today, and the past is forgotten. It's very interesting when you look at successful people. You find that successful people do everything in the moment. They do everything right at the moment, and they are living a very positive, powerful, momentary life where everything is functioning in divine right order for them. They don't live in the past. Oh, you say, oh, they do. Some of them, they write their memoirs. They write the stories of their life. They write all about. Yes, that's when they stop living in the present. Although they're living the past once again as they're writing it. However, is this what we want to do? Do we want to write our autobiography right now? Do we want to do that, or do we want to live right now? It's a difficult thing to do the two at once. Oh, some people try, and in the process, they end up living in the past. Because we cannot have two masters, we cannot have two directions for our thinking. We can only have one direction for our thinking, and whatever that direction is, that's going to be the way our thinking is going to go. And if we're going to be thinking of the past, if we're going to be thinking of yesterday, if we're going to think of things that used to be, then we're going to have difficulties in getting along with today. Oh, some say we live in memories, we live in the past, but we really don't. We live right now. I live today. What sort of thoughts do I have when I live today? I think, what a lovely morning, what a beautiful day. And you wake up and you jump out of bed and your eyes are full of sparkle, your body is full of life. You feel just dynamic and great. You feel just like that the world is just perfect and you're perfect with it. You feel wonderful. And of course, this is how we should feel. And the reason that we do feel this way is because we have put a cause in motion which brings about the result that we want to have. Now, what is the cause that you're putting in motion for yourself? What is the cause that you're putting in motion to experience your life and to know your life and to know who you are and what you are and where you are and where you're going? Well, that's a very dynamic and a very powerful and a very exciting and a very time-consuming activity. And it takes all of our living in the now to do that. I live today. I live this moment. So now, as we live today and live this moment, what sort of thoughts are we having? What sort of dreams are we having? Dreams? That's tomorrow. No. We visualize ourselves doing those things that are vital and dynamic for us to do. We do it in the now. We do it today. Today, I think I'm going to go to the store. I have a mental picture of going to the store, and I go to the store. Oh, how simple that is. Yes, it is simple, isn't it? But this is how everything is when you live in today. Now, I'm going to write a paper. So, mentally, I think about that paper. And as I think about that paper, I put that paper as a cause in motion in my mind, and I bring it about in my life. You say, well, that's thinking in the past. No, it isn't. I'm thinking in today of how I'm writing this paper and how I'm going to explain these ideas that I have in my mind. Living in today is something that comes most natural for all of us. As children, we always lived in today. We lived in the moment. And as young adults, we thought that the world ended if what I was the desire of our heart didn't happen right now. If that love affair that we have was so such an important person, and they went off with somebody else, or they moved away, or they did something, and we thought the end of the world has come, because we're living in the moment, we're living today. Now you say, well, that doesn't sound too cool. That doesn't sound too wonderful to have living in the day and then have things go away and we feel that we've lost something. That doesn't sound too wonderful. And that may well be. And that may well be that it doesn't sound too wonderful. However, It is perfectly harmonious with our world. Think of the wonderful things that happen to you every day. I know I think of the wonderful things that happen to me every day. My dog this morning decided that he was going to be a guard dog. And it was 5 o'clock in the morning, still a little dark outside, and apparently a coyote walked by, or maybe an international traveler walked by, or whatever. And he had to go out and say, "Now this is my home, please do not disturb." And he announced that very wisely and strongly. And as he did that, he was living in the now. And whatever it was, went away. He was in charge. And then he came inside and he laid at my feet. And he would give a little grumble now and then, because he was remembering that he's living in the now. And he was thinking, "Now, I'm where I belong, right here at my master's feet, but I really should be out there guarding this property and telling the people, or whatever it is that's out there, now don't disturb us. We are living in the now. We're living in this moment. We're a happy twosome here." And remember that. You see, as we live in the now, every now moment is precious. It doesn't become precious. It is precious. Every now moment is a time when we are so happy, because it's a contentment. It's as my dog lying at my feet. He is so content, and he lifts up his head in a very stately manner, and he looks around, and he surveys the world that he is in charge of, and then all is in order. He gives a little grunt, and he lays back down again, perfectly content. And as he lives in the now, too, every time I'm doing anything at all, I'm working on the computer, I'm recording, or I'm cleaning the house, or I'm doing whatever I'm doing here, he wants to come and play. He says, "Whatever you're doing is not important. Come and play with me. Come and take my toys. Let's play together." And he brings the toys and he lays them in my lap. He lays them at my feet. He puts them wherever I am, because he wants to live in the now. He wants to live today. He wants to enjoy these things right now. And I have other things I want to enjoy right now, and I don't always want to take the time to play with him. I give him what I consider a fair share of my time to play, and then I go back to the things that are important to me, too. So, where does a dog get the idea that now is the only time there is? Who's taught the dog that now is the only time, that today is the only time, that the past is forgotten? That's another wonderful thing about a dog. If you chastise a dog, or you discipline a dog for doing something, you must discipline him immediately relative to whatever it is that he did. You cannot be angry at the dog and hold that anger and treat him as though he has done something so terrible that he cannot be forgiven for it. You have to chastise him at the moment. You have to correct him at the moment, and then forget it. You cannot say, "Oh, you always make mistakes. Oh, you always do this." That's living in the past. That's living in another realm, another era, another time. And he doesn't remember that. Wisely, he doesn't remember that. He does remember when you say, "Good boy." And whenever he hears that, he knows all is right with his world. When he hears, "Don't," then he knows, "Whoops, that's something that I shouldn't do." When I hear "no," he knows that's something he should not do. Now, we too, living in the now, we hear yeses and noes relative to the things we're doing. When we're taking a drink of water, our body says, "Yes, yes, yes," and then "okay" or "no." That's enough. And there may be just a swallow or two left in the glass, but our body says, "That's enough." And if we proceed to take that swallow or two more than we should, we're not listening. We're not listening to our body. We're not listening to ourselves. We're not living in the now. We're remembering that we always empty a glass, that we always take everything that we have. We clean our plates. We remember that we always put our clothing away. We remember that we put our toys away when we're done playing with them. And we put the car in the garage. We put the bicycles and the various other things where they belong, right in the now, right this moment, today. We don't leave them lying out for tomorrow. We don't leave them to be lost in the snow or to be driven over by the car because they're in the wrong place. You see, when you live in the now, when you live today, you are doing everything at the moment, complete and fulfilled. You don't say, I'll come back and put it away. I'll come back and do this. I'll come back and do that. You do it right away, but you say, well, something's more important. I've got to go and take care of this immediately. Well, if something is more important and you must take care of it immediately, 2 seconds of putting away whatever it is you're working with is not too long. 2 seconds to, it's a habit, you see. These things are a habit. We have the ability to take them out, but we don't have the ability to take them away. I have a rule for myself that whenever I'm working in the garden, I take my gardening tools out there and I work. And then when I'm done working there, I take the tools and immediately put them back in the shed. So then when I want to use them again, I know where they are. And if there's been any sprinkling or rain, the tools don't get rusty and are not a mess. They're always where I want them to be. It takes 2 seconds to put them away, to live in the now. However, if I think, oh, this other thing is so important, I must instantly respond to it and leave whatever I have here, in my mind, in my consciousness, I feel very discontent over the fact that I didn't put these things away. Maybe that's because I have trained myself as a person throughout my lifetime to be orderly and put things away. Perhaps because I have trained myself in my lifetime to keep a neat and orderly house and a place. Recently, people come to my desk and they say, my goodness, you got a lot of things going on there at once. And yes, it's true. I have a lot of things going on at once. And I'll start one thing and then I'll go on to another thing and I'll go on to another thing. And meanwhile, my desk is just a piled up big mess. Now, have I really accomplished anything? No. I'm not living in the now when I do that. If I will take each little piece and finish it and put it away and make sure that it's done and out of the way, then I will never have the feeling that I have work that's undone. I'll never have the feeling that there are things, because there are a lot of things that I think I should do and I think I will do, which are really not important. And if I will just do whatever it takes to do it and be on with my way, then I will not have to live in the past. Now let's see, what was I going to do with that? How was I going to handle that? Where was I going to put that? Right away do it. Right away when you're done. Put it right away. It's so easy to just take a moment and enter the name and address in your address book or on your computer, and then it's done. Instead of saying, well, I'll take them all at once. I'll take 6 of them and put them in at one time. And then you lose them and you misplace them. And perhaps you want to use them and you haven't got them accessible to be used. Whereas if you do everything as you go along, living today, living in the now, doing everything in an orderly, beautiful, fantastic way, life is exciting. Life is wonderful. And we feel very good about ourselves, and we feel very good about our world. These are some thoughts for today that can give us a good feeling. You say they're rather mundane. Yes, life is mundane. The things that we do every day, the things that we do in our home, the things that we do in our bed, the things that we do in our bathroom, in our kitchen, the things we do in our living room, the things we do at our desk, the things we do in our office, in our on our job, whatever it may be, whatever those things are, do them right away. We had a handyman who would leave the tools lying around. And one day I was looking for a set of tools and I happened to see some yellow things in the garden. And I walked over there. The weeds had grown up around 4 of our shovels, 2 of our pickaxes, and a couple of rakes, and a few other tools. And I thought, what a shame. I could easily have driven the tractor over this area without realizing that, and completely destroyed these things. Whereas if they got put away, that would never be a problem, and those beautiful tools that have such a wonderful life and such a wonderful gift to give in the work that they do would always be in divine order. Live today. The past is forgotten. Live today, and live in a sense of completion, in a sense of wholeness, in a sense of goodness. For that is what life is all about. And it's kind of wonderful, because we are in charge. I love you. I love you. I love you.